Hey folks, it's Audacity and Love and Life, and I'm your host, Sean Matos. If you hear any noise in the background, it's because I'm doing my laundry. And I'm so, like, kind of wanting to zone the fuck out right now. But I don't know, so I'm supposed to listen to my podcast before I publish them, but I don't all the time. I listen to them maybe later on and then realize, oh, fuck, did I really say that? I did say that, didn't I? Maybe I shouldn't have said that. Or there's some technical difficulties and it's like, what the fuck? Or, like today, I listened to it and I was like, what the fuck am I talking about? I'm talking about something that I had a conversation with somebody, and I guess I thought that it was part of the podcast at the end. And I'm like, yeah, that continuing violation doctrine amendment on my fucking lawsuit. that really wasn't supposed to be part of the podcast. But I made it part of the podcast. Whatever happens, happens. But I was telling Kelly, like, today, I said, Kelly, you got to give me, like, some subject matters to talk about, because I don't want to talk about the bartender anymore on my podcast. And, you know, I know everybody likes me talking about the bartender situation and my feelings and, you know, the fucking roller coaster ride of emotions and all that kind of bullshit and everything. And I really don't want to talk about that anymore. And then there's things that I cannot talk about that are going on in my life, or do I don't want to talk about that are going on in my life. Because it's nobody's business. And I told Kelly, I don't want to tell people, like, my real business about my life and stuff like that. And she said, no, you know, tell your personal business, because we're nibby. And she's right. She is very nibby. She'd be one of those nosy neighbors. Thank God she don't live that close to her neighbors. Because she'd be one of them. She'd be one of those nosy neighbors. You know, I did get a nice, well, a compliment today of, you know, I'm going to be me. I'm a giver. You know, I do the effort when I like people or care about people or whatever, you know. So, you know, this woman said to me today about, you know, she was, the bartender's missing out on you. She knows about the bartender. Obviously, I told her, you know, she's missing out on you big time. She doesn't know what she had. She didn't fucking, I don't think she saw what she had. You know, you are somebody that makes not only words and effort, you know, but you really do know how to show somebody you care about them or whatever. And she goes, I absolutely appreciate it. I want you to know, I know you're not in love with me. I know you still love the bartender, even though she doesn't give a fuck about you and doesn't see you for who you are and what you offer. But, you know, she's like, I see you for who you are. And, you know, I appreciate it. And I thought, wow, that's really nice. You know, so, you know, and you need that. You need people to, you know, say that to you. You know what I mean? Like, and not in, you know, not in a, yeah, I appreciate you while I'm still manipulating you kind of way. I appreciate everything you're doing for me while I manipulate the fuck out of you. Yeah, you don't want that. You know, and you do want reciprocation, and, you know, that's, you know, one hand washes the other, you know. I appreciate that, but it's still coming from a situation that I don't want to, like, get involved in, you know. You know. And that's pretty much all I'm going to say right now. So, you know, okay, so Nibby Kelly, this is what I did today. I got up, took a shit, took a shower. did I make breakfast this morning? I did not. Oh, well, that explains why I wasn't feeling all that great. I didn't even eat any breakfast this morning. What the fuck? I didn't, really. What did I do? I went shopping. So where did I go? I went shopping at Walmart, Aldi's. I went to ShopRite. I got two pairs of new eyeglasses, which now I have 10 pair or whatever it is. I think I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I have like 12 pairs of eyeglasses. Some are older, you know, like since last year. No, just kidding. You know, but yeah, I have. But I like to fashion. I like to change my eyeglasses, you know, turn my underwear inside out, change them once a month. No, just kidding. So I like, you know, I'm weird like that. I like, you know, eyeglasses. I have watches that I'm doing good with the watches. Like, I have other watches, but, you know, I'm doing pretty good with just sticking to a couple watches that I wear regularly, you know, even though I have some in my drawer. And, you know, I have like shit ton of fucking designer fucking men's underwear, briefs that I wear, long leg, short leg, you know. Socks. I got my Hogwarts socks, my Harry Potter socks, my, you know, all kinds of fucking crazy ass socks. I just found socks with dogs on them. I was like, oh, I forgot I had them. I got one, like, I know in there somewhere with fish on it, and I don't know. So, yeah, I'm going to have to go through my fucking socks and shit. I'm going to have to literally tear the shit out of my crap and fucking get rid of some clothes and stuff that I don't wear, or I don't need 100 pairs of socks and underwear and all that kind of shit. But, yeah. So, I got an office chair today, put that together. So I brought my office chair from here. That's pretty rough looking now. Because what I did is I cleaned the pleather with like Lysol spray or something like that. And I was like, what am I fucking doing? And it really did ruin the pleather. So it looks like shit, really. And so, but it's good enough to, like, have as an extra chair at work for when the managers and I got to show them video of something an employee's doing or whatever the case may be, you know, for them to sit on that instead of this hard-ass fucking chair I have. The only problem is it does take a little bit more room. So, in my office, it's pretty fucking tight. It really is. So, but, you know, it's a better chair as far as when other people come and sit in the office with me and shoot the shit or have to look at video or whatever the case may be. You know, it's a better chair to sit in. And what else did I do? You know, I cooked pork chop. I made rice and beans, Puerto Rican rice and beans and pork chops and sweet fried bananas and fucking a nice salad and some avocado and everything. And I didn't even eat it all. I only ate half a plate, you know. So, and then I came home and ate the other half after I went to Walmart and shit like that. And, you know, but I did other things that you're not allowed to say and fucking listen to or know. So that's pretty much my day. Are you happy now, Nibby Kelly? Because I go to work tomorrow, 1 to 9:30 in fucking Vineland. And they're already like, oh, you're going to be working tomorrow with us, blah, blah, blah. And I said, yeah, I'll be here. Oh, good. Oh, you know what? Look, so the one of the workers that knows the bartender, she was kind of like I said, she said stuff about her having some issues or whatever. And that's fine because we all have issues. It's not something to make fun of. And I know that. I mean, I've already read the bartender. I know that she has issues with stuff, you know. And that's why I was being so supportive of her and understanding and compassionate and stuff, you know. Because I get it, you know. I have issues. I have dyslexia, dyscalculia. I have PTSD, you know. I have anxieties and phobias and shit like that. And everybody does. You know, and we could joke about it, but I just found her to be kind of mean about it, and I thought, you know, I mean, I feel sorry for the bartender, because I know how it is to have issues, you know. I get it that you can't understand how to deal with some of the stuff that you have to deal with in life. We don't all get to understand it. We don't all get to, you know, learn how to deal with it. We can. I mean, you know, there's plenty of therapy out there. There's plenty of people. There's plenty of people to support you or something like that, you know. But, yeah. Like, you know, she was making fun of the situation where her boyfriend left the room to go into the kitchen with her, and she was having an issue with him leaving the room and leaving, you know, like her not seeing him. And that's abandonment stuff. That's insecurity with abandonment that, you know, was a trigger for her, and she went off and everything like that. But I get it that when that's major abandonment issue, you know, that's major insecurity because somebody left the room, you know, and to other people, it's just you left the room. Why are you being like that? But no, it's much deeper for her, you know, because of the fact that she was abandoned and stuff. So, you know, it's not funny. It's severe abandonment issues, you know, that and insecurity, you know, that has to be, hopefully she addresses it, because you know, it's a problem for her, first of all, but it can cause problems in her relationships, you know, because then that's, people will feel like they're being controlled, you know, when it's all she's trying to do is control, not being, feeling abandoned, kind of a thing, you know. So it's not funny. It isn't. It is, it's sad, because I get it. I mean, I don't have that kind of abandonment issues. I don't have it that severe, but I do have abandonment issues. So, and those issues, you know, stem from childhood. Like I said, we're all children inside. We're all still suffering from whatever damages or whatever, or you know, things that happen to us as children that we can't, you know, sometimes not, we can't deal with them. We don't want to deal with them. They don't come up until something triggers it in us, down the road, whatever, you know. So, yeah. So I don't fight. So now my thing is, I bust your balls, because she's like, well, I don't like her really because she's this and she's that and whatever. And I said, well, I don't like her because she hurt my feelings by, you know, lying about the situation between us and stuff like that. But I still love her. I just don't like, it's not even that I don't like her. I just don't like what she did. You know, I hate what she did, you know, and I'm angry about it, and I'm hurt, but do I still love her? Yeah, because when you really care about somebody, you still care about them, and you still love them. You get disappointed, you get angry, whatever. But she goes, well, I don't like her. So now, what do? Is every time I see her, I said, I'm gonna marry such and such one day. She, stop it! No, you're not! And I said, no, I am, and I'm going to invite you to the wedding. Just like fucking busting her nuts. And I said, because I love her. She goes, stop it. So now I fucking with her, because that's what I love doing the most, you know. So, yeah, but I feel sorry. I, you know, It really isn't it isn't funny. Like, I can make fun of my shit or whatever, you know. I can find the laughter and other stuff, and hopefully, like, I can make fun of, I can have the, you know, I could had, the bartender laughing about some stuff, you know, just to, really just alleviate, you know, the stress and anxiety, you know what I mean? Like I did with the Romanian girl that had a lot of anxieties and stuff, but I'm so fucking tired. I really am. You know, like Married at First Sight, like really, like, do they have to film the shit that's going on in, like, privately, like them fucking practically having sex and shit like that? I don't know. I would be like, yo, get out of here, man. Get out of my room. Lock the door, put the bureau in front of it. Like, yo, y'all don't get to have the cameras in here when we're having our private time together. You know what I mean? It's a something kind of fucking special situation when you can say, hey, I want to marry this stranger, and then I want to have the whole process filmed, including us fucking practically having sex, you know, for the first time or whatever. And I don't know, the romance just goes right out the door for me, man, or window, you know. But that's just me. To me, that would be a sacred situation. I wouldn't want anybody to be impeding upon that, you know. But whatever. Especially if me and Chloe hook up from Married at First Sight. Because she's all that in a slice of fucking cheese, man. Gucci, I don't know, man. Woo. She is like fucking yeah, for sure. Oh, they put a wig on her. Oh man, that's fucked up. That girl had that ATV accident and split her head open. I had 40 something stitches on her head, man. That's fucked up, dude. You know? So yeah, anyway, yeah, I'm going to get going because I'm doing my laundry and I'm fucking tired. Like, I did a lot of stuff. I put some string, you know, some lights up in the yard on my railing and, you know, did a lot of fucking shit, you know, and I'm still doing shit. And it's, I wanted to go to bed early and just, like, nap out, but apparently I'm going to be doing laundry for at least another hour or whatever. But anyway, I'm not supposed to be talking about certain things because, it, you know, there are people listening that obviously want to know my business, and, you know, so I only give tidbits of my business. I'm breadcrumbing them. That's exactly what I'm doing. Anyway, I'm going to get going. I'll talk to you guys later.